Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am honored to be with you on this 26th day of March 2023. And we're going to look at the question everybody asks. And it's interesting to me that we have this kind of mentality. It is, why do bad things happen to basically what people assume are good people, like themselves? This narcissistic thing we've got going on. We have narcissism and nihilism all work together now in our society. And so we think that when something goes against whatever it is that we believe we should have or think we deserve, that something's wrong in the universe, and we've been misjudged. So here's the question from Larry. He does not tell me where he lives or anything more much about him. He just says, why do bad things happen to good people? I'm a good guy, and it seems like I'm in a slew of difficulties, as you would put it. Can you shed light? I don't know if I can shed light on it for you, Larry. I don't know. I don't know your acuity. I don't know your interests. I don't know how you process things. The only way I can explain it, which I will here in a moment, is you're going to have to go beyond your mental acuity, your genetic assumptions, and your conclusions about what life is and how life works and what is really going on in life. So you're going to have to get beyond all of that. And if you can set aside your beliefs and your values for the sake of something I'm going to talk about here, then you might understand. The problem with answering any question like this is held in, would you be willing to know the truth? Do you want to know the truth? As Jack Nicholson said, you don't want to know the truth. You can't handle the truth. And that is the fact of the matter, the truth of the matter. So I will answer. You may not like it. You may disagree, blah, blah. It doesn't really matter. We're all in the same boat, me included. Difficult things happen to me just like they happen to you. It's all the same. So let's take a look at it. Why do bad things? It isn't that things are bad. Larry, we live in a world, a universe, in this quadrant at least, of consequence. We are living in the consequences of our life and what we have done, both in past life experiences, past incarnations, and in our current one. And this is way beyond people's ideal, because they want to believe that they've only been born once, and that they live, you know, in this world, and that's it. There was no other previous worlds that we lived in, hence no consequences in those worlds that we have to face here. But that wouldn't be true. That's just, you want the answer, here's the answer. That would not be true. We live in the consequences of ourselves. So when things happen that we just don't expect and we call them bad, they're not repercussions of punishing us or making us bad people. It is just something that has, for one reason or another, cropped up due to the fact that, this is what I found in my own life, due to the fact that this moment that I'm in that is occurring is the moment that I have given to myself to understand the meaning of my life, the meaning of some significant aspect of my life. Now, you've got to hear me on this. This thing, this occurrence that you call a bad thing, woke me up. It got my attention. And if I don't sit with it and try to understand the nature of it, not why it happened, but what is the nature of the difficulty? Is it something that everyone faces? Is it something that we all face in this world, based on the fact that we are human beings and have incarnated into biological bodies, and they have their problems, they have their shelf life, they have their difficulties, they weren't taken care of, they weren't properly nourished or you know, taken care of in some way health-wise. Were there risks I took? And then, you know, there are the incidental things. I had a woman recently. She's not in the practice at all. She got in a car accident, and she called me, and we talked. And she said, why did this happen to me? I'm not that bad a person. Well, it isn't that you're a bad person. This, your number came up. This was the time you've ignored your life and ignored it and ignored it and ignored the consequences, never did anything to, you know, change the way you operate. I told her, did you forgive this? Have mercy for that? Little things I know about her. No. Well, I think I did. I don't know. Things like that. Well, guess what? Now you get to focus on it. I mean, really, really focus on it. And forgive. And maybe if you're quiet enough, you'll see the origins of this consequence and see that it was there only to get your attention, merely to get your attention. Now, if you want to make it a vendetta, if you want to make it some sort of thing that it's really not, you can do that. I've had many, many, many things happen to me that way where they just came out of the blue and I had to sit there and go, what is it about me that made this possible? And that's what I focus on when difficulties arrive. What is it about me that made this possible? How did I find myself in this situation? And if you go back and back and back, you will see that we designed this whole thing based on, well, nihilism. Based on the idea of maybe the reward for being what you would call a good moral person, something like that. Everybody has their shtick. Everybody thinks they know what is right and wrong. Maybe this is there to question what is right and wrong. Maybe this is to question my moral precepts. Maybe this is something that came up from many, many lifetimes ago, and I'm cleaning up a mess. It isn't that I should sit there and suffer and have terrible experience, but turn this thing, well, you know what the old saying is, turn lemons into lemonade, start to realize there is a message here. What is it in me that caused all this that just didn't see this coming? What is it about me that made this possible? And once you begin to truly delve into that without bias, thinking that you're an innocent person that, you know, had nothing to do with the outcome, then and only then will you be able to persevere and really maybe understand what's going on. There are many things that I have endured in the course of my life and my career that I did not understand why they were there. These things were both blessings and difficulties. So I put them together. I do not try to figure it out with a Greg Penn mental acuity that is based in Ed and Jean, his parents. I sit in meditation and I ask, what is it about me that made this possible? And if you're quiet and you're open and you're not looking at things from the premise of right and wrong, good and bad, you will get your input, your impression, your reveal. You will get it. You will see it. Now, what you do with that, whether or not you believe it or not, that's strictly up to you. But I'm telling you, nothing is hidden from us in this lifetime. You are not here to suffer what is going on. You are here to realize through your suffering what it is about ourselves that made all this possible. Now, I know that's not a gratifying answer, but that is the one I have found to be true for myself. And just a few of the students that have tried to deal with their self and in the years that I've been a teacher, and found their answer, believe it or not. They really did. I'm out of here. Hope that helped you, Larry. Have a beautiful day. If you need a more on this, you know you can call me. I left you my phone number. Thanks for listening. Be back on the air mañana. Please forgive me. Namaste.